Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what makes mustard seeds an effective biofuel?
I guess it's a lot of oil in it. There's a high oil content in it, and it can be processed, as part of like a biodiesel type thing, and it can be mixed into jet fuel.
And why did Qantas choose mustard seeds as its source of biofuel rather than sugar starches or soybean?
I think it's more compatible with jet fuel, and also it can be grown by our farmers, because a lot of our farmers, they grow wheat every year, and that's not really good for the soil. So sometimes it's good to have a rotation like mustard seed, and that gives a good opportunity to rotate out of wheat every year, and they can have a rotation crop. And that also has benefits for the soil as well, because mustard is really good for, as a biofumigant, it can actually help to remove and reduce diseases and nematodes and other pests.
Right, yeah, anything that can help our farmers, huh? In The Guardian, you stated that the big problem with the biodiesel industry in Australia is that it mainly the continuity of supply. How much promise does mustard fuel bring to sustain supply levels in the airline?
It's just beginning, I guess. A lot of our biodiesel at the moment comes, it can actually come from canola. So, and also from waste users, like, for example, fish and chip shops and that sort of thing, waste oil. So a lot of the canola at the moment is used for cooking, and also some of it is exported to Europe, and it goes into the biodiesel system in Europe, goes into their cars. So this is a way, perhaps, instead of shipping it all the way to Europe for biodiesel over there, it can be used more locally for our planes over here. So it probably has a better, it's a better life cycle in terms of, not having to ship it all the way to Europe.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily, we're talking to Dr. Daniel Tan, an agricultural expert and an associate professor at the University of Sydney, about Qantas' new endeavour into the use of biofuel. Now, a 2017 estimate revealed that air travel has accounted for 2.5% for carbon emissions, and new estimates suggesting it could quadruple by 2050. How much potential do you think this biofuel has to reduce the carbon footprint of air travel?
It's still early days yet. I think it's we can't use mustard seed for all of the fuel. I think it's only a part of a mix. In that flight that flew, the first flight, they only used, 10% mustard seed. So a lot of the engines probably can't take a lot of mustard seed. So it's only a part of it. That there is potential to reduce, make it more renewable, because as you know, jet fuel comes from fossil fuels. So mustard seed is more renewable, because you can actually grow it, and you can you can grow it year after year, and it's a renewable resource. So it's more renewable and probably more sustainable than taking it from fossil fuels.
Yeah, right. Now, do you think airlines are going to utilize this beyond 2020, or do you think it's more just a little bit of an experiment?
I think it's possibly it's a technology that is in between, like to help to reduce carbon emissions. Hopefully, in the future, we might get better technology, maybe hydrogen fuel cells or some other technology that will supersede the jet fuels that we're using now.
Right. Yeah, well, it's interesting to see what's going to happen in the airline industry. Dr. Daniel Tan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.